开始，我们有三个月的时间，我们会用路加福音为主来谈到耶稣的比喻。
For the next 3 months, we will be studying the gospel according to Luke, specifically on the parables.
因此，今天我们要谈到的一段比喻是耶稣交银子给十个仆人的比喻。
This parable we're going to study today is the parable that the master has given 10 minas to his servants.
这个比喻的前面有一段故事，就是一个税吏长叫做撒该的故事。
And the story before this was about a tax collector, and in fact, a chief tax collector. His name is Zacchaeus.
这一位撒该后来把他一切的财产变卖了，分给穷人，然后他成为耶稣的门徒。
This tax collector has sold all his possessions and then followed Jesus.
因此，前面的故事跟这段比喻之间有个关联，就是怎么样来运用金钱的态度。
The connection between the previous parable and the parable we're going to study today is in the connection to how do we wisely use our money.
那同时，在这个比喻的之后，二十八节开始，紧接着就谈到耶稣骑着驴子进入耶路撒冷，好像君王一样。
And in fact, after today's parable, then Jesus entered the Jerusalem by riding on a colt.
因此，在这段比喻里面，就谈到有一个人，他到远方要得一个国回来做王。
And then in this parable, it's talk about a noble man, a man of noble birth. He went away in order to win the kingship.
整个这段的比喻有两个主题。
There are actually two themes in this parable.
一个是做门徒。
One is how to become a disciple.
另外一个是谈到耶稣被他的百姓拒绝的事情。
The second theme is about how Jesus was actually rejected by his own people.
当然，做门徒是其中一个最主要的主题。
The major theme, of course, is how to become a disciple.
当然，整个故事的背后有一个背景。
There's also a background behind the story.
在罗马帝国的那个时代。
In the time of the Roman Empire,
在很多他们所占领的地方，那些的人如果要做当地的王的话
，In all the occupied territory, if people wanted to become king of those territories,
常常这些人要到罗马去朝见皇帝。
Those wished to become kings would have to come to the Rome to see the emperor.
如果得到皇帝的许可，他们可以担任一个王位。
With the emperor's permission, then this person can become a king.
耶稣的时代有一个刚好一件事情这样发生了。
In fact, in the time of Jesus, this had occurred.
我们知道耶稣降生的时候，那时候有一个王叫做希律王，号称大希律。
We understand that at the time when Jesus was born, the ruler for that time was the Herod, the great Herod.
在耶稣年幼的时候，大希律就死了。
And the king Herod passed away when Jesus was young.
他死了以后，他把他的国家分成几块，交给几个不同的儿子。
And after he died, he divided up his kingdom into several pieces for all his children.
那么其中有一个叫做亚基老，那个儿子呢，是继承了犹大这个地方。
One of his sons is called Adriel, and he was the one inherited the land of Judah.
但是他继承了这个地方以后，他必须到罗马去朝见皇帝。
But this inheritance is not an automatic process. He had to go to the Rome to see the emperor.
他希望得到这个王这个称号。
He asked for the king, the kingship title.
可是当他去的时候，犹大的有一些百姓组成了五十个人的代表团，也去了罗马。
In the meantime, there were about 50 or so the Jewish representatives from Jerusalem. They also went to Rome.
因为他们要向罗马皇帝说，我不要亚基老做王。
Because they wanted to express their objection to this appointment.
所以皇帝就听到两边的声音。
So the emperor then heard from both sides.
结果亚基老他是管理犹大这个地方。
So Adria actually ended up became the ruler of Judah.
但是他没有得到王位。
But he was not anointed as a king.
他没有被称为亚基老王，因为他没有得到这个王位。
He was not proclaimed as a king because he was not granted the kingship.
这个背景是耶稣讲这个比喻的一个背景。
This is the background for this parable.
在路加福音十九章第十一节开始，他这样说。
In the Luke 19 verse 11 says so.
耶稣讲这个比喻的时候，是因为很多人在那里，而且耶稣要去进入耶路撒冷。
And Jesus, when he described this parable, that was the time that there were a lot of people there, and Jesus was preparing to enter Jerusalem.
他们以为神的国马上就要显现出来了。
And those people around Jesus thought that the Lord's kingdom was going to come right away.
耶稣一方面讲这个比喻的意思，就是说神的国还不是马上就会来的。
So the purpose of Jesus' parable was to tell them that the Lord's kingdom was not going to come right away.
但是我们要怎么样预备神的国来临？
However, in the meantime, how do we prepare ourselves for God's kingdom?
十二节说，有一个贵族往远方去，要得国回来。
Verse 12, it says, a man of noble birth went to a distant country to have himself appointed a king.
这个就是我刚刚所说的背景，他要到远方去，得到别人的认可，取得一个正式的王位回来。
This is the historical background for this statement was just described.
十三节，于是他叫了他的十个仆人来，交给他们十锭银子，说：“你们去做生意，只等到我回来。”
So verse 13 said he called the 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minas. Put this money to work, he said, until I come back.
然后十五节他说，他既得国回来了，就吩咐那叫那领银子的仆人来，要知道他们做生意赚了多少。
And the skip to verse 15, he said he was made king, however, and returned home.Then he sent for the servants to whom he had given them the money in order to find out what they had gained with it.
头一个上来说，主啊，你的一锭银子已经赚了十锭。
The first one came and said, Sir, your mina has earned 10 more.
主人说，好，良善的仆人，你既在最小的事上有忠心，你可以有权柄管十座城。
So the master says, Well done, my good servant, because you have been trustworthy in a very small matter, take charge of 10 cities.
第二个来说，主啊，你的一锭银子已经赚了五锭。
The second one says, Oh, sir, your mina has earned 5 more.
主人说，你也可以管理五座城。
So the master said, You can take charge of 5 cities.
又有一个来说，主啊，看到你的一锭银子在这里，我把它包在手巾里存着。
And the third person says, Sir, this is your mina. I have kept it laid away in a piece of cloth.
我原是怕你，因为你是严厉的人，没有放下的还要去拿，没有种下的还要去收。
I was doing this because I was afraid of you because you are a very hard person. You take out what you did not put in and reap what you did not sow.
主人对他说，你这恶仆，我要凭你的口定你的罪。你既然知道我是严厉的人，没有放下还要去拿，没有种下还要去收，为什么不把我的银子交给银行，等我来的时候连本带利都可以要回来呢？
Then the master replied, I will judge you by your own words, you wicked servant.You knew, did you, that I am a hard man and take out what I did not put in and reaping what I did not sow? Why then didn't you put your money on deposit so that when I come back, I could have collected it all with interest?
他就对旁边站着的人说，夺过他这一锭来给那有十锭的。他们说，主啊，他已经有十锭了。主人说，我告诉你们，凡有的还要加给他，没有的连他所有的也要夺过来。
Verse 24 through 26, and he said to those standing by, Take his mina away from him and give this to the one who has 10. Sir, they said that he already has 10. He replied, I tell you that to everyone who has, more will be given, but as for those who has nothing, even what he has will be taken away.
这个简单却是非常熟悉的比喻里面提醒我们几件重要的事情。
This very simple but very familiar parable has reminded us a few things.
当我们谈到做门徒的时候，你首先要记得，神给我们每一个人有一个责任和托付。
As we become a disciple, we should all remember that we be entrusted with some responsibilities.
你要知道，这些银子是主人交给仆人，命令他们去做生意赚钱的。
Those miners were entrusted to their servants and command them to do something, to do business.
这些钱不是让他们去过日子的。
This is not their stipend.
这也不是送给他们当礼物的。
This is not their gift.
这是一个贷款，这是一个本钱要去做生意的。
This is your capital investment for them to use to do business.
所以主人有权利期待着他们赚钱，生利息。
Therefore, the master has certain expectation of the return of those money.
同时，你注意到这十个仆人，每个人都拿一样的钱，一锭银子。
You notice all these 10 servants, each one of them received the same unit, one unit of mina.
以现在的货币的价位来说，那个一锭银子差不多约略于他们三个月到四个月的薪水。
A minor at those days is equivalent to their 3 to 4 months of their wage.
这个比喻跟马太福音25章有一个比喻还非常相似的。
This parable is similar to the parable in Matthew 25.
不过在马太福音的比喻的里面却是根据你的才干多少，主人给你的钱不一样的。
But in the Matthews, the servants were entrusted different amounts of money according to their ability.
在这边却是每一个人一样多。
But in this parable, each one was given the equal amount.
表示神给每一个人的机会是一样多、一样大的。
This implies that the opportunity the Lord gives to each and every one person are the same.
而且神对每一个人的期望也是一样的高。
And he has the same expectation of you.
那这个银子到底是指什么？
What does this miner or this money, this silver, a coin mean?
当我们要了解这段圣经的时候，很多人去想银子是什么。
So many people would open their imagination in trying to imagine what this silver coin mean.
第一个当然想到钱。
First thing it refers to something of monetary value.
神是不是只说他给我们钱，要我们为神多赚一点钱？
Does this imply that the Lord is giving us money so we can go out and earn more money for Him?
有些人说，哦，这是神给我们的时间，时间是一样多的。
And then perhaps this is the time that the Lord has given us, because time is given equally to every person.
我们是不是用神给我们的时间去侍奉神？
Do we use the time the Lord gave to us to serve Him?
也有人说，是不是这是指的神给我们的才干或恩赐？
Or perhaps they refer to the gift or the ability, the natural ability the Lord has entrusted us.
还有人提到说，也许是指着神给我们的那个福音，那个好消息。
And maybe this is also referred to the good news the Lord has given to us.
我们是不是向人传福音呢？
Are we truly spreading the good news?
其实这个银子可能广泛的涵盖着我们刚所说所有的东西。
Perhaps in a broader sense, that this minus indicates all the above.
神给我们很丰富的各式各样的东西。
The Lord has provided us abundantly in things of every respect.
我们的责任就是要好好用神已经给我们的一切的东西。
Our responsibility then is to use very wisely what the Lord has provided.
因此做一个好的仆人，什么是好的仆人呢？
Then what does it mean to be a good servant, a trustworthy servant?
好的仆人第十七节说，是在小事上，最小的事上有忠心的人。
Verse 17 says, a good servant is a servant trustworthy in a very small matter.
什么叫忠心的仆人呢？
What is a faithful or maybe a trustworthy servant?
不在乎他赚的很多或赚的很少。
This does not matter as to how much return this servant is bringing back from the investment.
他们忠于所交托给他们的责任。
And they are faithful to the responsibility that is entrusted to them.
他们愿意冒一个风险去投资。
They're willing to perhaps take up some risk.
他们愿意去做一些事情。
They're willing to do something.
不计较得失。
They will not regard to the possible gains or losses.
他们不在乎什么面子的问题。
They don't worry about losing face, for example.
有些人想说，哎呀，就这么一点点钱，何必做呢？
And some may regard this money is so small and it's losing my face to use.
有些人说，我又没有什么才干。
Some would also say, I'm not very gifted.
那让那些有才干的人、有才华的人去做好了。
Let those gifted to go forward.
忠心的仆人不在乎你能做多少，而就在乎你愿不愿意去做。
A trustworthy, faithful servant is the one who doesn't really be very concerned about his ability, but just go ahead and do it.
愿意去做的人就看见神的恩典、神的同在、神的祝福。
Those who are willing to take up the challenge will receive the Lord's grace.
什么是坏的仆人呢？
What do we mean by a wicked servant?
他们有各种的理由，就是要抗拒神的命令。
They have all kinds of reasons to resist the Lord's command.
你看这个仆人，他用一个什么借口呢
？What excuse this servant use?
他说：“神啊，这个主人啊，你是个严厉的人。
”And he says, "Master, you are a very hard person."
甚至他可以说：“神，这个主人啊，你是一个很不讲理的主人呢。
”Perhaps he means that you are the person who is hard to reason.
你没有放的要去拿，没有种的你要收。
And those you did not put down and you wanted to take it back, and those you did not sow and you want to reap.
这个主人很聪明的用他的话来定他的罪。
Yet in the meantime, this master is very wise. He uses the servant's words to to argue back.
中文叫做以子之矛攻子之盾。你自己说的，你说我没种的我要收，没放的我要拿。好，那既然知道我是这么凶的话，你为什么不拿去分利息呢？
So this is like what the Chinese says, use your spear to pierce through your shield, as says in verse 23.
你自己说的，如果我是这么严厉的人的话，那你更是应该要去投资啊，赚钱。
And I use the argument that you have used to argue back with you.
主人并不是说我真的是这样一个人。
But then the master says, this is not the way I am.
但是你既然这样说，就证明你是一个恶仆人，你是个坏的仆人，因为你用这个做借口，就是不肯听从我的命令。
Your excuse is a proof that you are a wicked servant.
神给我们的赏赐是什么？
What is the reward that the Lord provides to us?
关于神给我们的责任和托付，属灵的原则有一个奖赏的原则。
And for the Lord, what the Lord has entrusted to us, there is a reward.
这个原则有正面跟反面的两面。
And this principle of reward has both the positive and a negative aspect.
正面的是说，凡有的还要加给他。
Positively speaking, it says, for those who has, more will be added to.
很多人看到这段圣经就说，哦，神是这个锦上添花的人，就是又加上一些东西了。
And someone would say, well, the Lord is the one who adds more to the existing beauties.
你要知道，这边所说的不是送礼物哎。
And here we're not talking about giving a gift.
那个主人给仆人的钱，我说是一个贷款呢，也不是送给他的钱呢。
Remember, those minas were like the business loan to the servants.
所以凡有的，不是说你生活更富裕的，我再多给你点钱，没那么好的事儿。
So for those who has are not does not mean that those who are wealthy.
凡有的是忠心的去运用的，有这样的心智的人。还要嫁给他们。
Those who have and who are faithful, and more will be given to them.
而且你会发现，神的赏赐是远超过神所给我们的责任。
Indeed, His reward far exceeds the responsibility.
你想一锭银子跟十座城、五座城无法比较。
How do you compare a mina and the 10 cities?
我们受托是一锭银子的责任。
We are entrusted with one mina.
但是我们所得的奖赏却是五座城或者是十座城。
Yet our reward are 10 cities or 5 cities.
要证明的是神的恩典是远超过他所托付给我们的责任。
This proves that His grace is far exceeds His entrust.
每一个经历神、愿意侍奉神的人都体会到神的恩典和祝福是何等的大。
And anyone who has followed the Lord can testify to the fact how great His grace.Has been.
但是你也不要忘记，凡没有的，连他所有的都要被夺去。
And do not also forget that all those who do not have anything more will be taken away.
若是我们不愿意忠心的去侍奉神
，If we are not willing to serve Him faithfully,
不管是运用你的时间、运用你的恩赐、运用你的才干，或运用任何神给你的东西
，In any of the respects, whether it's wealth or ability or gifts or your time.
将会一无所有。
If we are not willing to use them wisely, and more will be taken away from you.
太多的时候，我们看的是说，哎，我没有什么，所以我就不做什么。
A lot of times, your excuse would be, "Well, I don't really have anything, therefore I'm not going to do anything."
神要的是我们的忠心，而不在乎你本来有什么。
What the Lord wants is your faithfulness, not what you already have.
将近100年前，在芝加哥有一个非常有名的布道家，叫做 Moody。
About 100 years ago, a very famous evangelist, his name is Moody.
Moody 这个人没有受过很高深的教育。
Moody was not a so-called well-educated as today.
他大概只有初中毕业。
He only graduated from junior high.
所以他中学毕业，因为家庭很穷，他就开始为人家补皮鞋。
So his job was cannery. He was making up the shoes, leather shoes.
后来从补皮鞋变成卖皮鞋的人。
So starting from the ones who repair the shoes to become the one who sell the shoes.
他后来从卖皮鞋的人开始变成卖福音的人，还是传福音的人。
He went from the ones who's a shoe salesperson to become a preacher.
但他常常讲道的时候
，When he was preaching.
很多人笑他。
And many people laughed at him.
因为他的英文很差。
Because his English was rather poor.
就很多文法都不对啊。
Making many grammatic mistakes.
很多人叫他说，哎，穆迪啊，你回去读书再来讲道好不好？
Many would tell him, go home and study your English before you come and preach again.
可他不以这个为耻。
He was not ashamed of those criticisms.
他大胆地传福音。
But he was boldly preaching the gospel.
他刚开始侍奉的时候，他是做儿童主日学的工作。
When he started, he was working among the children's Sunday schools.
芝加哥街头有许多流浪的、没有无家可归的小孩子。
There are many homeless people or homeless children in Chicago those days.
所以他把这些小孩子统统找来，给他们开这个主日学。
So he gathered all those homeless children, opened up a children's Sunday school.
他最高纪录的时候，他的学生有3000个街头流浪的小孩。
At the highest point, there were about 3,000 students.That he gathered.
他是3000个儿童的主日学的校长。
He's the principal of a Sunday school of 3,000 students.
有一天，他有一个老师来找他。
One day, one of his teachers came to look him up.
那个老师是一个男的，瘦瘦的，很瘦，脸色很苍白的一个人。
A man, a rather thin a person, and pale looking.
那个男孩子，那个弟兄呢，教一般是。青少年的女孩子都是十几岁的女孩子。
And that person was teaching a teenager or a girls' teenager class.
那个男老师呢？因为是很内向、很害羞的人。
And that person is more of an introvert person, and he was kind of a shy person.
全班都是十几岁的女孩子，都是在街头混的。
His class was full of the teenager girls collected from the street.
所以这个老师是每一次被这些女孩子整得稀里糊涂的，就笑他，那么整他。
This teacher had a very difficult time in teaching those teenage girls.
所以他常常说，哎呀，我是全世界最糟糕的一个主日学老师。
He was often very depressed and called himself one of the worst Sunday school teachers.
他说：“我每一天都要拜托这些学生安静一点，好不好？我讲两句话行不行？他们不要让他讲话，所以小孩学生都大叫大叫的。”
Every day he felt like he had to beg all the students to keep the noise down.
有一天他来找穆迪。
So one day he approached Moody.
他说：“很抱歉，我必须向你辞职了。”
He said, "Sorry, I have to resign."
倒不是因为我教的不好。
Perhaps it's not because I'm not a good teacher.
我是觉得我是全世界最不好的老师。
Oh, I do feel like I'm the worst teacher in the world.
不过我要辞职的原因是我得了肺结核的病。Got TB.
The reason I resigned is because I have contracted tuberculosis.
医生告诉我，我活不过3个月。
I only have 3 more months to live.
医生要我回到乡下去休息。
The doctor wants me to go back to the countryside to rest up.
所以我要走了。
So I have to leave.
我请求你为我做两件事情。
I ask you to do 2 things for me.
第一件事情 ，Moody， 你可不可以替我教我这一班的课
？First thing, Moody, can you teach this class for me?
Moody 说：“那当然没有问题。
”And Moody says, "Of course."
第二件事情，请你帮我做一件事。
The second thing is,
我离开以前。我要跟每一个学生最后一次告别。
And I wanted to say farewell to each and every one of my students.
所以我要探访每一个学生。
So I want to visit all of them.
但因为我身体很弱。
But I'm rather weak.
我很怕我走到半路我就会死掉。
I'm scared of drop to death as on the way.
穆迪，你可不可以陪着我去探访每一个家庭
？Can you go visit them all with me?
穆迪说，我不能不答应你这件事情。
The Moody says, "I have to answer that. I have to agree to that."
So Moody 就陪着这一个年轻的老师去探访16个家庭，16个女孩子。
So Moody went with this young teacher to visit 16 families, 16
Moody 就是
homes.
陪他去。
So he went with him.
Moody 什么话都没有说。
Moody did not say a word.
就是让这个老师去说话。
He let the teacher to speak.
他只在旁边看着。
He merely observed.
很奇妙的，在几天之内，这个老师拜访了16个女孩子。
Miraculously, through a few days, this teacher visited the 16 girls.
每一个家庭，你可以看得出来，都是贫穷的、破碎的家庭。
And every families were the poor and the broken families.
他到每个家庭，把那个女孩子叫出来。
He went to each of their home and called the girl out.
然后那个老师用很低微的声音跟学生告别。
And using a very weak voice, the teacher bid farewell to the student.
但是老师也对每一个学生做出一个请求。
Then this teacher also made a request to every student.
他对这些学生说，我知道我是一个很差劲的老师。
He said to the students, I know I'm not a very good teacher. I'm a very poor teacher.
我没有口才，我圣经知识也不够好。
I'm lack of eloquence of tongue, and I lack of knowledge of teaching you.
我不知道你从我身上对于救恩学会了多少。
I wonder how much you have learned salvation from me.
不，我只有一个问题。
But I do have one question.
你愿意接受耶稣基督做你的救主吗？
Are you willing to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior?
Moody 在旁边看着。
As Moody was observing him,
非常奇妙的，十六个女孩子，每一个人都接受耶稣基督做她的救主。
It's almost like miraculously that all 16 girls accepted Christ.
Moody 自己是常常布道的人。
Moody was a great evangelist.
他说：“我从来没有看过一个人这样简单的几句话，就让每一个顽劣不驯的女孩子一个一个都信主了。”
He had said, "I have never seen this happen before, using such a simple statement that it can convert those perhaps wicked teenagers."
当他们拜访完所有的女孩子以后
，After he visited all of them,
有一天那个人要走了。
One day, this teacher was going to depart.
Moody 送他到 Chicago Union Station， 送他坐火车。
Moody sent this man to the train station, the Chicago Union Station.
整个空荡荡的月台上几乎没有人。
There was no other people on the platform.
这位年轻的老师站在火车最后一节车厢的外面。
This young teacher stood outside of the last section of the train.
满脸荣光。
His face was shining.
非常的高兴。
He was very joyful.
他说：“我可以平平安安的到主那里去了。”
So he said, "I can now go to see my Lord peacefully."
因为所有我的学生都信主了。
Because all my students now are Christians.
火车正要开的时候
，Right before the train was going to leave,
忽然涌进十几个女孩子。
Suddenly there were about ten students came in.
就是他全班的女孩子都来了。
All the girls in his class came.
可是火车已经开始动了。
The train started to move.
所以所有的女孩子也不能上车再跟她握手告别，只能在月台上跟她挥手。
And all of them wave goodbye to their teacher.
这位年轻的老师站在火车最后一节车厢的外面，笑容满面的跟他们挥手告别。
So this teacher bid farewell to all his students at the very last stage, standing on the train.
一个月以后，这老师就死了。
A month later, this teacher passed away.
Moody 说：“这是影响我一生的事情。”
Moody then said, "What he observed impacted him for the rest of his life."
这是一个最没有口才的一个人。
This is the person who knows the least about how to speak.
但是他愿意把他所有的一点点摆上，神就借着他做出奇妙的事情。
But he's willing to put up what he has, and God then worked a miracle using him.
我不管人家看我 Moody 是怎么样一个人。
I don't really care how they view me as Moody.
我愿意把我自己献给神。
I'm willing to give myself to the Lord.
从那天开始，他更加热心地为主侍奉。
From that day on, he's devoting more of himself to work for the Lord.
他成为19世纪末20世纪初全世界最有能力的一个布道家。
He then became the most capable, most powerful evangelist and preacher in between the 19th and the 20th century.
因为一个默默无名的主日学的老师
，because a very weak and not famous Sunday school teacher，
我们所拥有的任何一个人，可能都比 Moody， 都比那一个年轻的主日学老师多得很多。
Perhaps what we have, we here what we have is more than Moody, more than that that teacher。
若是你愿意把你所有的摆上一点，去侍奉神。
If you're willing to devote what you have to serve the Lord,
凡有的还要加给他。
Those who have more will be added to him.
可能你只是用你一点点的爱心帮助一个周围的人。
Maybe you just use a little bit of your love to help the person next to you.
可能你为教会的某一些事工摆下一点点的 体力、精神。
Perhaps for a particular ministry, you have devoted a bit of time and yourself.
只要你忠心的摆上，都是神所悦纳。
Your faithful devotion will be rewarded by the Lord.
神要看我们是不是一个忠心的仆人。
The Lord look at us as to see whether we are a trustworthy servant.
当然，这个比喻里面有一个小小的一个副主题。
There is also an epilogue in this parable.
就是在当时这个主人要去德国回来的时候，他本国的同胞有一些人拒绝他。
It is when this person, when this master went to try to get his kingship, there his fellow man of his country rejected him.
所以十四节说他本国的人恨他，打发使者随后去说，我们不愿这个人做我们的王。
And on verse 4 it says his subject hated him and sent a delegation after him to say we don't want him.To be our king.
最后，这个贵族拿到王位回来了。
But then this person came back with the kingship.
二十七节说，至于那些仇敌，不要我做他们王的，把他们拉来，在我面前杀了吧。
And he says, but those who are enemies of mine, who did not want me to be their king, bring them here and kill them in front of me.
当然，这是那个时代的一个背景，所以他把那些人敌对的人就杀掉了。
It is a historical background back then, and he killed those who objected to him.
重点在这里，这一位耶稣基督，他来到世上的时候是被他自己的同胞犹太人拒绝的。
The point is as follows: that Christ came to this world, he was rejected by his fellow citizens.
但是耶稣基督会再来。
But Jesus is going to come again.
下次再来的时候，他是带着王位回来的。
Then he will come back. He will return with his kingship.
他不再是一个卑微的木匠的儿子了。
He will no longer be a lowly carpenter's son.
他是个君王。
He will be a king.
我们每一个人都要面对一个审判。
We all have to face this judgment.
我们选择的是接受他，或者是拒绝他。
Are we going to choose to accept him or reject him?
如果我们接受他做我们的王的，我们就在他的面前享受神所要给我们的恩典。
If we accept him, we can rejoice with him and receive his blessing.
若是我们拒绝他呢?
If we reject him,
我们要面对我们的选择所带来的审判。
We have to face the final judgment.
所以在年度开始的时候，盼望这个比喻再一次的提醒我们。
So in the beginning of this new year, we hope this parable will teach us.
提醒我们，我们怎么样能够做神忠心的仆人。
Remind us how to become his trustworthy servant.
运用神所给我们的任何一切的东西。
Use whatever the Lord has given to us.
能够去参与侍奉。
To participate in the ministry.
也盼望我们每一个人能够成为一个福音的忠心的仆人。
And may we all become a faithful servant to spread the gospel.
这一年之内不需要多，你只要想好两个或者三个，你的朋友、你的亲戚，向他们传福音。
You don't need to be very many, perhaps only two or three of your friends and your relatives to spread the gospel, to preach the gospel to them.
预备你的心，向他们传福音。
To prepare your heart to work, to speak to them.
开始为他们祷告。
To pray for them.
或者开始准备请他们吃饭。
Or maybe perhaps to prepare to invite them to come to dinner.
你有一整年的时间，好好的为这件事情祷告，好好为这件事情摆上。
You have a whole year to prepare for this, to pray for this.
人有愿做的心，就蒙悦纳。
If you have a mind of willing to do so, and it will be received by God.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，在这个一年的开始，把你的话赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you. At the beginning of this year, you have given us your words again.
你把许多的机会赐给我们。
You have given us plenty of opportunities.
你也把侍奉你、传福音的这个责任托付给我们。
You have also entrusted us the responsibility of preaching the gospel.
主，求你帮助我们作为你忠心的仆人。
Please help us to be your trustworthy servant.
让我们愿意照着你所托付我们的尽力的摆上。
So we're willing to put up and devote ourselves to work for you.
让未来的一年乃是丰丰富富的一年。
So that this year, this current year will become a year of abundance.
让你自己所赏赐给我们的这一切，让我们都能够好好的运用。
So what you have entrusted us, we can use them wisely.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.